We're joined by Doc Rock, Dr. Amy Rocco Nelson with the Ames Center for Cosmetic and Family Dentistry. How are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks.
It is National Children's Dental Month, which has to be an exciting time for you to be able to talk with kids about the importance of dentistry. How important is it to establish kind of those good habits of brushing and flossing at a young age?
Well, I love talking about teeth and good oral health all year long. But February is a great month to focus on that, and the American Dental Association has, you know, made a month that we observe that and make sure that people are aware of the importance. And I think now more than ever, medical professionals and dentists agree that your oral health is related to your overall body health. And so at a young age, we want you to get in those great habits so that throughout your lifetime, you have great oral health and overall health. So for example, you know, we concentrate on educating people about brushing and flossing, brushing twice a day for 2 minutes, flossing once a day to remove the bacteria that's in your mouth that causes tooth decay. But that same bacteria can attack your heart and get into your bloodstream. And so as you age, that builds up in there, and that's what causes heart disease and stroke and so forth. So dental health is really important.
You know, I've heard some people say, well, you know, kids, they might just have their baby teeth. They don't have their adult teeth yet. I mean, it's still very important to do all those good hygiene things, even if you don't have your adult teeth yet, right?
That's right. So your baby teeth have a purpose, well, several purposes, actually. You know, first of all, they're there so you can function, chew, smile, talk. But second of all, they maintain space. So they're important to have the proper development of your overall face and your arches and your mouth for your adult dentition as well. So they have a lot of function.
Of course, here in National Children's Dental Month, you know, I can't help but think at my mom yelling at me to make sure to brush my teeth when I was a kid and getting after them. If you have a kid that's kind of defiant, do you offer any help to the kids, you know, out there that you know, the parents might be trying to help them out to try to brush more and make sure that they're doing all the right things?
Yeah, that's hard. I mean, I have two kids, and especially as kids get a little older and more independent, it gets trickier because they don't want your help. But, you know, anything you can do to make it fun, some of the things we talk about is incorporating a favorite song, because most music's 2 to 3 minutes a song would be, and so you can brush during the time that song's playing, or recite your ABCs a couple times. You know, some of these newer toothbrushes that are on the market that are electric really get some kids fired up because they have more bells and whistles. They also have timers and fun things and lights. So some of those things help too, but mostly it's creating that routine. Sometimes it's doing it together. So as a parent, brushing while your kids are brushing so that you create those moments that you are a role model and you know what's happening that way.
We're talking with Doc Rock with the Ames Center for Cosmetic and Family Dentistry, being National Children's Dental Month. Anything else that you want to pass along here in the month of February that would be important for parents to know their kids' dental health?
Another hot topic I'd say for children's dental health is baby bottle tooth decay. So as parents, you know, we all really get busy and it's hard to juggle everything. And one of the things that the American Dental Association has really keyed in on is trying to be sure that you don't prop up your bottle with your baby as they get a little older, because if you do that, the milk can pool in their mouth and create a lot of really extensive decay. And that's obviously a big, big problem. Another thing I would think would be important would be snacking. So we all love sugary snacks. Sugary snacks are what really, and pop are the things that really create lots of tooth decay. And the reason that is when you eat those sugary snacks, the pH in your mouth changes to a more acidic environment. And we all have bacteria in our mouth, but the sugars allow the bacteria to change and penetrate your tooth enamel. So that's what causes tooth decay. So the best time to actually have something sugary is with your meals. Make sure you're not sipping on pop for extended periods of time. If you decide to have a pop, you drink it with a meal and then you're done, mm-hmm. so that that pH can go back to a neutral environment for your mouth.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I guess I didn't know, but I haven't drank pop since 2004, so I'm sure you're glad to hear that.
I am real glad to hear that.
Well, thanks so much for taking some time out of your day. I know you have a busy schedule, but National Children's Dental Month, it's always good to start thinking early and young about your dentistry health and things of that nature. So thanks for the time so much here this morning.
Well, thank you so much.